and a good morning to you, Uncle Emperor of the Almost Perfect Babble, on this Friday. Bring you up to date on some things. We still have some tapes of my 30th anniversary show. We found them in the back room, and it's on a first-come, first-served basis. I understand a lot of people came in yesterday and left a lot of money, a whole lot more than the tapes are worth. But originally, we sold those tapes, and we gave the money to my stepson's endowment fund at Cal, the Doug Shuto Endowment Fund. And we sold them for $15 a piece. But whatever you think they're worth, or if you don't have any money and you want a tape, take a tape. But not now. The office will only be open today from 9 until 11:30. A lot of people here with a short-timer's attitude. So 9 to 11:30, you just come to the front desk. The tapes are there. There are pictures there. Yeah, that takes care of that. And if you want to leave some money, if you want to make out a check, it's Doug Shuto, S-C-I-U-T-T-O, Endowment Fund, and thank you. People asking if there would be tapes of my last show, just no way we can do that. Physically, mechanically, it just doesn't work out. I'm not answering the phones this morning because we have a whole lot to do, and as far as mail is concerned, I got a stack of it sitting over there, but I'm not going to be able to answer any mail because we have no office after today. So I hope you'll understand if you got in late or if you requested a commando card, it's just too late to do it now or any of the readings that I've done. 37 years in radio, 32 of them in San Francisco, doesn't get much better than that, and I am most grateful. And there are so many people to thank, and let me see if I can get through a list here. Help me, little missus, help me. You're supposed to help me when I start that puddle. You're not doing your job here. Give a time check. Do something.
Well, I have some temperatures, but they're very old.
Yeah, that's right. Doesn't make any deal. Okay.
At 5:30, it was 60 in Concord.
Ah, that's good. That's good. Now, stand by. People starting Russ Syracuse. Russ and I have been friends for 35 years, and that's hard in this business when you compete for the same job often. He was the program director at KYA, and he offered me the job when I first came out here. Thank you, Russ. Tommy Saunders, who was with me originally at KYA, he's now the morning man at Coit. If you're looking for a new radio home, Tommy's still in town. Thank you, Tommy, for your friendship. Jack Bankson and Don Hoffman, they were in management at KSFO when they made me the morning man here in 1978. And I had been off mornings for 10 years at that time. I always thought I was a morning man doing the wrong shift, and it's nice to be back in the morning, and I owe it to them. Ken Dennis, when he hired me for King Broadcasting, we made a deal. I said, all I want from management is let me do what I do. If I do well, pay me. If I don't do well, fire me. And he said, you got a deal, and he always lived up to that. I appreciate it. Bob Hamilton, who came in here and gave us some stability in 1986, and I had said to Bob and I said to other people, if you would be consistent for a period of time, if you would give us a format, leave it alone, leave the people alone, give me a staff, and just let us do our thing. We can do wonders. And he did that. He left Jenny here, Dave here. I mean, that's the longest I ever worked with one crew and one format was 6.5 years and 37 years of radio. And we did magic. Thank you, Bob. Not Magic 61, a different kind of magic. Ed Kramp, who was the general manager here and put the whole 30th anniversary show thing together. It was his idea that we would sell tapes and we would give the money to charity. We raised $25,000 for Doug's endowment fund. Thank you, Ed. John Madden, you know, I can't even talk about the man. A couple of temperatures
okay,
would certainly be...
Okay, in San Rafael at 5:30, yeah. It was 54 degrees.
Thank you. Tony La Russa just called during the news. How kind. He was getting on an airplane and going out to scout minor league teams. And Tony gave me a call. Bless your heart. Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it. Conversations we did. I love baseball, and it was just fascinating to me to be able to sit there and pick the brain of one of the really great baseball guys. And wherever you go, whether you stay here or go someplace else, the best of luck. And I'll keep track of you, and we'll be together again one way or another. We'll be in touch. I'd like to thank, strangely enough, it sounds like the Oscars now, but my agents. I never had an agent. Never. I never wanted to have one because... I never wanted most of the agents that I knew to go into a room and represent me. I would be embarrassed. I met Lee Steinberg. I thought he was classy. I thought he was honest. He was the first agent I ever had, and then it went on with Lee Steinberg and Jeff Morad, who is now a partner and has done my recent contracts and has made this last couple of years much easier because I had a certain degree of security here with all the instability that was going on. Thank you. And Scott Parker, who's also now joined the firm. Thanks to them. Thanks to you, of course. You know what you've done with the contribution to Doug's fund, the money to Salvation Army. The a little time check here would certainly be welcome, little missus.
Okay, yeah. Currently in San Francisco, it is 57 degrees.
Thank you very much. So, but what you did for Doug's fund, what you did for the Salvation Army, the cards and the support that you gave us during some really, really tough times in our life, and you probably can't help here either, but I can remember leaving for work with the little missus surrounded by sympathy cards and, whew,
You know, I still have all those cards, and I can't bring myself to throw them away. Not that I'll ever look at them again, but they sure bolstered us.
Helped keep our sanity, I'll tell you. And I think that's just about it, except for my mom, who wouldn't allow a C average to be acceptable. And I didn't always get A's, but I always tried.
I was just staring at that forest of kelp, gazing at the long swaying strands reaching from the bottom to the surface three stories up.
The Monterey Bay Aquarium features some of the most dynamic and realistic exhibits in the world.
All of a sudden, I imagined I was swimming in a huge leafy paradise, free from the cares of modern life.
These exhibits convey the sensation of exploring Monterey Bay's hidden depths.
And then a sea otter swam up to my side, seeming to beckon me to his ocean castle.
It's all done in an effort to offer our visitors a true life glimpse beneath the surface of the bay.
When I finally caught up to him, he offered me abalone.
And to help educate them about the realities of nature.
And introduced me to his otter clan.
Cold realities.
Who then proclaimed me a god and presented me with an ocean treasure.
All adding up to the most authentic aquatic experience you can find.
Unfortunately, I snapped out of it.
So come experience life at the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
Of course, I can always go back.
You'll really get into it.
Stare at the kelp some more.
Call 1-408-648-4888 for visitor information.
Perfection is closer than you think.
You hear a lot of claims about low prices, and the next thing you usually hear is a legal disclaimer. At Lexus of Fremont, they know you don't want to spend your weekends figuring out residuals and capitalized reduction costs to see if you're getting a good deal. Sure, Lexus of Fremont has low lease prices, but they'll explain them to you in plain English. How much you need to put down, what your monthly payments will be. Simple, isn't it? To make things even easier, Lexus of Fremont is about 20 minutes from, well, just about anywhere in the Bay Area. If you enjoy poring over columns of numbers, check out the newspaper ads. All those equations have to be there. If you want to know what the numbers really mean to you, visit Lexus of Fremont at 880 and Auto Mall Parkway in Fremont. Or call 1-800-734-LEXUS for Lexus of Fremont.
Perfection is closer than you think. Lexus Fremont.
Choosing a credit card is serious business. You must consider all the options, weigh the alternatives, then make the prudent decision.
Please.
That's why the Discover Card is such a wise choice.
Oh, I'm sorry.
With the Smart Rate program that lets you lower your interest rate and no annual fee.
Can I help you?
The Discover Card will have you laughing.
I'd like to make a deposit.
All the way to the bank. It pays to Discover, the card that pays you back.
In addition to the Smart Rate program, when you use your Discover card, you can also earn a cash back bonus award, up to 1% paid yearly based on your annual level of purchases.
Of course, if you choose a credit card other than the Discover card, you could pass on the Smart Rate program and pay an annual fee. But that's no laughing matter. Discover card, a member of the Novus Network.
And yet, 720 KSFO Talk Radio 560. Traffic with Red Baron.
Do you still have the problems in the Santa Cruz Mountains northbound on Highway 17 north of the Summit? An accident had been blocking the left lane, now on the shoulder, but traffic is very slow up and over the hill back to the Glenwood cutoff. Expect delays making way out of Scotts Valley this morning. In San Francisco, southbound on the Central Freeway just south of Mission Van Ness, a two-car fender bender tying up the right lane. Bay Bridge, westbound, the metering lights are on. You're backed up to the middle of the parking lot. Also have a stall in toll lane number 10 just before you get to the metering lights. And if you're traveling over the Oakland Army Base overcrossing on-ramp to westbound 80, a fuel leak there. Caltrans clearing that up. One lane is open now, and traffic is starting to filter through. Finally, in Sunnyvale, look out for a crash in the left lane eastbound on 237 at Matilda. That's traffic on KSFO Talk Radio 560.
No change in your weather. Same as it's been. Coastal low clouds, fog extending inland during the morning hours. Otherwise, variable high cloudiness. 60s coastside, mid-80s well inland, 53 San Rafael, Oakland, 60, 62 San Jose, and 57 downtown. Northwesterly winds, 9 miles per. Maybe this is what I ought to do. Whenever I think I'm going to puddle up, I could tell you about an amazing new product that fights bad breath. That's a sobering thought. Never cry during commercials. It's called You Only Cry When They Cancel. It's called Breath Assure. Tiny, all-natural capsules that you swallow with liquid after a meal or before bed, and they work. Don't they, little missus? You got to turn on
yes,
your microphone.
They do.
Yes, you see.
I can attest to that.
She made a pesto sauce the other night that was, oh, man, paint off the walls. And she said, well, let's test this thing before you sell it on the air. And she made that pesto sauce, and we both had a little bit, and Either we were fooling one another.
We could stand one another.
Or it worked. And other people could stand us. And it's not a gum or a spray or a mint cover-up. It works internally. Somehow. It's magic. But they work. Breath Assure. So effective. Guaranteed to work or you get your money back. 248-7400, the number to call. It's an 800 number. $19.95 for three packs of Breath Assure. If you call now, they'll toss in another pack for nothing. So that's four packs, 200 capsules of Breath Assure. Cost you $19.95 plus shipping and handling. So be confident. Area code 800-248-7400. Breath Assure at 723 KSFO. Talk Radio 560. Gene Nelson on a final Friday. A Little Missus, you have something you wanted to contribute here besides a time check?
Well, it seemed like a better idea yesterday. And today with my stomach and my throat, I'm not so sure. But I'll give it my best shot. Not to steal Jenny's thunder, but I have a quote here by a very, very, very wise man or woman. And I'll read it, and you can tell me who wrote it and when it was written.
The quote of the morning, okay.
I'm going to paraphrase a little bit for the sake of brevity. For as long as I can remember, people have been asking me what my ultimate ambition is. In college, where most of my classmates wanted to be radio and TV producers, directors, or general managers, I was the only one who wanted to be a disc jockey. For me, the real challenge, fireworks, and satisfaction comes on the air. And the only way to make it on the air is to thoroughly enjoy yourself, to love every minute of it. Have a good time, and your listeners will have a good time. It's really quite simple. Even today, people frequently ask me what I want to do after I stop being a DJ, as though this was a temporary gig, a stepping stone to something else. Through the years, there have been a lot of radio sounds, formats, or floor mats, as we say, and DJs. Most of them have enjoyed, at best, short-lived success or have failed completely. The DJs who will last are those who are real, believable, and warm, who treat their listeners with respect and who talk to them and not at them. I'd like to think I'm that kind of DJ. So what do you think? Sound familiar?
My goodness. And I said that...
Well, here it is.
It's got to be 1967, probably, that I say that.
Well,
I did
about.
Say that.
You were with the old KYA, and the picture attached is a very young, handsome dude.
Oh,
so
look at that guy. Holy
moly. I suppose it had to be in the
about 60s. About 1967, that would have been, yeah, so 27 years ago, 27 years ago.
Something like that. Well, it's pretty obvious that that's the kind of DJ you've become. I am astounded that the common thread through these hundreds and hundreds of letters is that people consider you a good friend or even more so a part of their family. It's pretty remarkable.
Bless your heart for finding that. You found that in the archives, did you?
Yes, I did.
Thank you. Well, I hope wherever my listeners end up, I hope your new home will appreciate you as much as I have. 725.
Okay, honey, I know where I want a vacation this year.
Where?
Acapulco and Puerto Vallarta.
Well, I guess we could go to both.
Oh, and sunny Zihuatanejo and Ixtapa.
Hey, that raise I got wasn't that big.
Oh, and Mazatlan, too.
Well, we could pawn our furniture. Maybe sell the car. Your car.
And I want to go to Cabo San Lucas with those beautiful beaches.
How much do you think we could get for our house?
Honey, it won't be expensive. We'll just take the Love Boat.
Now you can take a Princess Cruise and travel 10 sunny days round trip from Los Angeles aboard the classic Fair Princess. Cruise this fall and visit Puerto Vallarta, Zihuatanejo Ixtapa, Acapulco, Mazatlan, and Cabo San Lucas for as little as $8.99 per person double occupancy. Port charges are not included. Princess Cruises. It's more than a cruise. It's the Love Boat. Liberian Registry. Some restrictions apply. Call your travel agent today for information and details.
You think they'll let me play with the mariachi band?
Well, sweetheart, you better pack those maracas just in case.
Maracas, right.
My Farm Reward has got a big event. It's called 150%. Means low prices guaranteed at My Farm Reward. We won't be beat, we won't be beat, we won't be beat. Yeah.
The Montgomery Ward 150% price beat guarantee sale. With hundreds of items throughout the store priced so low, we guarantee to beat the competition 150%. And there's more. Ask for 0% interest for one full year on all appliances. And all furniture is on sale. Plus take an extra 10% off or ask for 0% interest for 1 year. All jeans are on sale. All 14 karat gold, watches, and gemstones on sale. Now through Saturday, only at Montgomery Ward.
At Montgomery Ward.
For credit offer, $299 minimum purchase. 12 equal monthly payments required. 21.6 APR, 50 cents minimum finance charge, but maybe lower. See credit and price match details in store. Sale excludes supervised and low price items.
KSFO.
727. All right, we're going to do something here. I don't know, against my better judgment, I guess. I started in Syracuse, New York. I've been so lucky because I never had to work Bad Breath, Wyoming, or Moose Jaw, Maine, any of those. The smallest market I ever worked was Syracuse. And then I worked in Buffalo, Cincinnati. And when I came to San Francisco, I had averaged less than 2 years on the job. But that's the way it is in radio. And when I came here, I thought, you know, another couple of years, and then who knows, on to something else. So to have been here for 32 is, I am flabbergasted. But we went back in the archives, and we found some old air checks. I have not listened to these. The last time I listened to an old air check, I remember it was years ago, and I listened to it. I was so devastated I could barely do a show the next day because it was terrible. And I thought, but when I did it, I didn't think it was terrible. I thought I was good. And I think I'm good now. But maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm just unaware. So I have not listened to an air check. It's kind of like looking at old pictures. You know how embarrassing that could be? God, what's that outfit? But we looked in the archives. We found some old air checks. I didn't want to hear these because I thought if I listened to them, I wouldn't put them on the air. So Don Ray has gone through the air checks, and he's come up with some. I have no idea what you're going to hear, but I do know this one is from WKBW in Buffalo. I was the morning man. This is April of 1961. So I had been in radio at that time. I'm already apologizing. Got to understand, I've been in radio at this time less than 2 years. So let's see what we have.
More news any moment. More news any moment. More news any moment. On KBW.
Good morning out there, man. Oof. Our coffee this morning leaves something to be desired. Holy mackerel. Oh. I think I'll have one mint julep. It's got to be weaker, man. Welcome back to the Nelson Show at 9 minutes before 8 o'clock. There's one mint julep with the Ray Charles Band. Welcome back to the Gene Nelson Show for a Tuesday, April 25 morning. WKBW's Good Time, 6.5 minutes before 8 o'clock. Our temperature is 44, and that rain is just coming down. It isn't doing anything else. It's coming straight down and hard. It hasn't let up even a little bit all morning long. It's been going like that all night. And something's got to give here pretty soon. Already, we do have a couple of places that are flooded, namely, as far as we're interested, Abbott Road through Lackawanna is flooded this morning near the underpass, and motorists are advised to avoid the area, naturally. Don't worry too much about the rain. If it continues like this too much longer, we'll be giving you instructions a little bit later on this morning on how to build an ark in the Gene Nelson Do-It-Yourself Ark Course.
WKBW in Buffalo.
Ark, ark.
WKBW, 1520 on your dial.
WKBW, 1520 on your dial in Buffalo.
And the animals came two by two. Fun Radio's number one radio, WKBW, is survey proof Buffalo's most listened to radio station. If our coffee machine...
Well, that's enough of that guy. Man, he stunk.
You're listening to the new home of Los Angeles Raiders football. Talk Radio 560, KSFO, San Francisco.
It's 7:30, and this is KSFO Talk Radio 560 News. Good morning, I'm Dave Henderson.
Good morning, I'm Ginny Pryor.
A crucial ruling is expected today on the issue of splitting blood samples in the O.J. Simpson case. Judge Lance Ito is expected to receive a written order on whether the defense is entitled to receive blood samples from the prosecution to conduct its own DNA testing.
Meanwhile, Terry Ray Elmer reports from Los Angeles that a closed hearing will be held this afternoon on an emergency defense motion seeking sanctions against D.A. Gil Garcetti.
O.J. Simpson's attorneys say the prosecution is abusing the grand jury's power. They filed a motion late Thursday charging prosecutorial misconduct. They want the double murder charges against O.J. dismissed. Five defense attorneys say LADA Gil Garcetti should face sanctions for trying to get information on O.J.'s case through the grand jury investigation of A.C. Cowlings. Garcetti says if he learns anything about any other cases while looking at the Cowlings case, he will use it. The defense says the Cowling investigation is really an effort to get more information on Simpson from all his friends. Judge Lance Ito has scheduled an emergency hearing for 1:30 Friday afternoon. Terry Ray Elmer, Los Angeles.
President Clinton has an important writing assignment ahead, signing the $30 billion crime bill that won final congressional approval last night. Clinton is praising Congress for what he calls its bipartisan spirit in passing the measure.
The stormy weather in the Straits of Florida is dramatically reducing the number of Cubans trying to make it to the U.S. now. Tony Winton has more from Key West, Florida.
The steep sea swells, rain and crashing spray drench both the rescued and the rescuer. Here, a battered sailboat packed with refugees clangs against a Coast Guard patrol boat. Three tropical waves are moving westward, promising harder weather ahead. Craig Giovanni is a charter boat captain who's worked the straits for a decade.
Most of the rafts I have found in the last few years have been empty.
The stormy weather raises the stakes in this life and death drama at sea. Despite Clinton administration hopes that refugees will be discouraged, there's no sign yet of any major slowing of the exodus. Tony Winton, Key West, Florida.
Firefighters may have difficulty tracking a fast-moving forest fire in central California northeast of Fresno. The 1,900-acre blaze has forced the evacuation of some 400 people around Big Creek now. It's heading toward a wilderness area where crews may have trouble reaching it on narrow trails. In Washington State, crews have finally contained that Tyee Creek fire, which burned 135,000 acres about 100 miles east of Seattle. Putting out what's left of the blaze is expected to take several weeks. In Oregon, a suspected arson fire has killed a volunteer tractor operator. Officials say flames engulfed his vehicle before he could escape. And some 1,500 firefighters are fighting the blaze, which has covered 4,000 acres near Medford.
A touching story out of Michigan. A 22-year-old daughter has given her heart to her father, literally. Patty Zuber died in a car crash August 18th. In her will, she left her heart to her dad, Chester. The family says after some serious thought, they went ahead with the transplant.
My mother was concerned at first with the possibility of losing both of them, but my father reassured her that that's exactly what Patty wanted. So at that point, we decided to go ahead with the operation if it was possible.
Chester had been waiting for a heart on Michigan's transplant list for almost 4 years. He has one now in a strange twist of fate.
And from our Hollywood file, Roseanne and Tom Arnold have delayed their divorce hearing until next year. It was set for yesterday, but the one-time lovebirds have put it off by mutual agreement. Ooh. Now, does this mean they could get back together?
Yes.
Hmm, yeah. You ask?
Yes. Yes.
Well, Arnold has his arms around a blonde-haired college student, and Roseanne has been lip-locked with a beefy bodyguard.
Oh, that doesn't sound good, then.
And the adventure continues.
Yes.
I have the quote of the morning.
And we have a wrong answer.
Well, you had the, little Davy had the right answer earlier this morning.
Little Mrs. had a quote of the morning, and I got it right.
You had a quote of the morning, too?
Yes, she did.
It's breaking out all over the place.
It's a quote of the morning, and I got it
everywhere.
Right.
Well, all right, you won't get this one right.
Oh, what?
I always come up with one you won't get right, just to kind of cap the show off. Who said, this is apropos, doing a talk show is the easiest gig in show business. It does not require talent.
Oh, that could have been almost anyone. Almost anyone.
Must be a talk show host.
Must have been.
Oh,
yeah.
You think so?
Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson?
Johnny Carson. I'll bet he said that.
I haven't heard a word from him in years.
Jack Parr.
Since he retired. Jack Parr.
Jack Parr. But Steve
not
Allen.
Anymore, is it? Steve Allen. Steve Allen is the right answer.
Really?
I can't believe
it. I knew
it.
You did.
I would have said
darn
that.
It. Now I've got to find another one.
You're sharp this morning.
I am. Hey, maybe I'm leaving too soon.
Could be.
Ha ha. April Fool. We're not going anywhere.
Oh.
Oh.
We're not going anywhere. Someone told us that.
Yeah, right. A long time ago.
That guy in Buffalo, somebody told him he wasn't going anywhere.
They're going nowhere.
7:35, now this financial update on Wall Street. Wondering how your Dow is doing this morning?
Yeah.
Well, it's cooking. It's up 26 points in active trading.
The market has responded favorably to our last day.
That's
right. We should have gotten out here a long time ago. Portfolio would have been worth something.
This is KSFO Talk Radio 560.
We're about to show you the BMW 325.
Have you seen this commercial before?
Which one?
The most boring commercial in history. This is the one where the car, the BMW, just kind of sits there.
You think that's boring?
No, Peter, it's like riveting, all right, to watch a BMW sit still and do nothing. I also love to watch grass grow.
I think you missed the point.
I don't know, maybe I was asleep at the time, all right?
No, you see, the car isn't just sitting there.
What's it doing, going like 1 mile a year?
No, the guy says it's virtually tuning itself.
Oh, the guy, the self-paying BMW,
yes.
Right? It's right up there with what, the self-paying bill and the ever-popular self-raising kid.
Look, new BMWs, you know, 3s, 5s, 7s, have belts that adjust themselves, valves that adjust themselves.
What's the deal, man? You're turning into a BMW commercial. That is so out of line. How do you know this stuff anyway? What's up?
I bought a BMW.
You did not.
So if I want to see a BMW tune itself, I can go out in the garage and watch mine.
Well, now can I watch some interesting TV?
Sure.
What's on, anyway?
Golf.
BMW, the ultimate driving machine. See your Bay Area BMW dealer for a test drive.
KSFO Talk Radio 560 Traffic. Oh, hello again, Red Baron.
Hello again, Mrs. Jeanette.
Oh, Red.
Hey, I just love that. I'm going to really miss that. I really am. Northbound 17 north of the summit, a crash on the right shoulder. Traffic is slow up and over the hill from the Glenwood cutoff this morning. Be aware of that as you head towards the Los Gatos. In San Jose, have an accident southbound 101 before 880. A two-car fender bender, that is in the right lane. In Richmond, westbound 80 at El Portal, the CHP clearing an accident out of the lanes, but traffic is slow from Appian. At the Dublin interchange, a new accident at eastbound 580 at 680, that apparently in the right lane, the highway patrol responding. Southbound 101 south of Mission Van Ness in San Francisco, a crash, that too in the right lane. CHP is on the scene there. Bay Bridge traffic slow. Westbound, the metering lights are on. You're back into the middle of the parking lot. Still have that problem on the Oakland Army Base on-ramp. The westbound 80 with one lane blocked. A big rig leaking fuel out that way. And in Terralinda, southbound 101 at the Freitas Parkway, a two-car fender bender in the second lane from the left. Hey, the computer show and sale is this Saturday at the Cow Palace. PC systems, software, hardware, all at wholesale prices. The computer show and sale, 10 to 4 this Saturday at the Cow Palace. And that's traffic on KSFO Talk Radio 560.
Thanks, Red. KSFO Talk Radio 560. Sports. Well, the Major League Baseball strike is in its 15th day, making it the second longest regular season work stoppage in the sport's history. Yesterday, talks between the owners and players broke off with no progress being made. The sides expect to resume talks maybe sometime next week. Major League Baseball may be off, but Little League action is readying for a title game. Northridge, California, and Venezuela will meet tomorrow in Williamsport for the championship.
And if that's not enough to keep you baseball fans happy, don't worry, because tonight the 49ers take the field at the stick for their final preseason tune-up against the Seattle Seahawks. It's an important game for rookies and free agents especially, who are on the bubble, because the team must trim their roster down to 53 players by Sunday afternoon. I can't believe you gave up two freebie tickets to that game tonight.
I'm busy tonight. I would love to go, but I'm
looking for a job. He needs full time.
Oh, he's got an interview tonight?
Well, he's wearing a tie.
Oh, you know, yeah, that's right. Taco Bell does interview in the evening after the dinner hour.
Mm-hmm.
Some NBA news. Veteran center Moses Malone.
Great in that little paper hat, isn't he?
It's going to be super. Yeah. I told him to stock up on Clearasil, though.
It's important.
I'm practicing. Would you like a value meal?
Taco Tuesday, yes. NBA news. Veteran center Moses Malone has signed an undisclosed contract with the San Antonio Spurs. In his 20-year career, Malone has been an All-Star 12 times and has played for 7 teams.
Bay Area weather, coastal low clouds, fog extending inland during the morning hours, otherwise variable high cloudiness, a high 60s coastside, mid-80s well inland.
Some current temperature readings, 52 in San Rafael right now. Oakland has 60, 62 in San Jose, and here in San Francisco, 57 degrees.
At 7:40, now you're up to date on KSFO Talk Radio 560.
Gene Nelson in the morning.
At the sound of the crowing hen.
I don't think I should do it right now. The TV camera is on.
Channel 2 is here.
We've got a camera.
No, this is the only reason they came. No, it has nothing to do with anything else. Isn't that true?
They said,
we want the crowing chicken.
No, but you see, I might want a career in TV someday.
Yeah,
and if I do this now, nothing will happen.
You're too old for TV.
I am not too old for television.
Oh, look at those people. They're all, you know, little blonde bimbos. You can't work on television.
Does the name Christine Kraft mean anything to you at all?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's
not
a friend
of mine. She wasn't a blonde bimbo.
That means lawsuit to me.
Lawsuit, I smell heavy duty.
All right, here's your crowing chicken. Gee.
There we go.
Crabby and crazy.
At the sound of the crowing hen. While we're doing things on television, would you get Christian Norgaard in here? Where's Christian? Would you get Christian Norgaard?
He's wearing his dad's suit today.
Yeah, Christian Norgaard. Christian Norgaard is in here today with a suit and a white shirt and a tie and suspenders. Would you get him? And the reason he did it, he wants to be on television. Yeah. So could you get him in, bring him into the studio, and get him on television? Here he is. All right.
Hey.
All right, Christian.
Hey.
Look at that.
Handsome.
Hey. You've never dressed like that for us.
Yeah.
Now tell us, is it true? Is that your dad's suit? Huh? Come on. Is that your dad's suit?
I have to say, yeah.
Yeah.
And he actually tied the tie for me as well.
Yeah. And I happen to know your dad is named Dean.
That's
correct. And her mother's named Pam.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a fax from them yesterday.
Oh, really?
A very nice fax, yeah. They had never, ever communicated with me before until your name got in the newspaper in the Concord Transcript. And, then all of a sudden they're big fans. Yeah, then they loaned you a suit.
That's right. All right,
do we have him on television? All right, good,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, nice
Christian
story,
was on
Christian.
Television. Before we get, like Jenny gets after a couple of drinks, I love you guys. I can't live without you. Before we get like that, I just want to say, when I was thanking all of the people, I am so proud of this crew and what we have done. I am so proud of this crew. This last year, you know, first of all, we went talk, which was, you know, it was different. It was a new format, and we all endorsed it. We worked like heck for 4 months, and then the station went on the block. And anybody knows who's been in a lame duck position, you got to run twice as fast to stay in the same place. And we've done it. And people kept their morale up, and by God, we hit the ball out of the park on this one. So, yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Hey. Thank you.
I've said
very much.
Ted Williams hit a home run and retired. He hit a home run in his final time at bat, and I feel this is a good time to do it. We hit it out of the park, man, tip our cap, and we're out of here. Now, I don't know how we made it this far after listening to the air check from WKBW. Man, that guy stunk. That was April 1961. I have some more air checks. Let's see if it gets any better. That was in April of 61. And I must have been looking for a job, because that's the date on most of these air checks. When I was looking for a job, I'd air check myself, and I sent it out. And believe it or not, based on that last air check, I got a job in Cincinnati at WSAI. And here is later that same year. This is 1961, December 23rd, 1961, WSAI in Cincinnati. One thing you have to know. It is the only time in my life I couldn't use my own name. I hated it. I have never felt like such a phony in my whole life. My name is Gene Nelson, Eugene Arnold Nelson. I go to Cincinnati, and there is a guy there who's calling himself Nelson, and his real name is Przybylski, so they said, it's going to be too confusing, you can't be Nelson. So somebody decided I was going to be Gene Austin. So I was Gene Austin for a couple of years. I hated it. Here's the Gene Austin Show.
Chubby Checker, as he says in the song, gonna twist until they tear the house down, and I think they've just about gotten through the first two floors anyhow. Song number four on our fabulous 40, the big dance called The Twist. Good morning once again, Cincinnati, and welcome back to the Gene Austin Show on WSAI Radio. Our happy holiday time, 20 and a half minutes past 9, this Saturday, December 23 morning. Temperature currently 39 degrees, and we're expecting chilly weather and some snow today.
Men, if you're satisfied with your present pay and occupation, then pay no attention to this announcement. However, if you want bigger paychecks and more security, then listen carefully. Train now for one of the high-paying jobs in operating heavy equipment. You can learn right here at home at the Worldwide Heavy Equipment Training Center located on Dixie Highway in Erlanger, Kentucky, just 20 minutes from downtown Cincinnati. Worldwide Heavy Equipment Training Center trains you only on the best modern Caterpillar equipment. They assist you with employment upon completion of your course and will even help you with financing. Men, the future is in heavy equipment. Look across the country at the construction work being done. And now there's no need to travel to California or Florida to learn the operation of heavy equipment.
You'll hear all the music that's fine on the sparkling 1360 line. So stay right here with
Sounds of Fun Radio, now number one radio, WSAI. Survey proved Cincinnati's most listened to radio station, now by an even greater margin than before. A brand new sound by Burl Ives. I think you're going to enjoy this one, called A Little Bitty Tear.
All right, enough of that, guy. That's Cincinnati. Well, at least it was the survey proved the most listened to radio stations that I was listening to, which are working for us, says something about the state of radio. The weird thing about having to be Gene Austin in Cincinnati, the guy, this is a true story, show you how radio works, the guy who replaced me in Buffalo, when they hired him, they changed his name to Jay Nelson, and they told him to say it quickly when he was on the air, so that it would sound like Gene Nelson and nobody would know that I was gone. That's a true story. Hello, Jay Nelson Show. So that's the update on that. Now, the next tape is from 1967. This is on KYA. God, hopefully better. It's 6 years after the one you just heard. I'm working on KYA, San Francisco, December 15th. 1967. Let's hope for an improvement.
Exclusively yours.
K-Y-A.
Another KYA double play.
Good morning, Emperor Gene Nelson on Friday. It's gorgeous. Sun is shining and Santa Claus is singing. It's 24 past 9, KYA Christmas cash card time. These are the Bee Gees.
I'm going back to Massachusetts.
Speaking of Massachusetts, do you know that Carl Yastrzemski is going to be represented by the same people who represent Batman and people like that for sweatshirts and bubblegum and all of that stuff? Gee, I can hardly wait to get my Carl Yastrzemski sweatshirt. Only you have to get a really big one to have room for the name on the front. It's 26 past 9. They only come in extra large sizes. KY Christmas cash card times 26 past 9. KY requests that you lock your car. All the time. Over 1,000 are stolen each month, you know.
Listen to the bay.
Listen to the trees.
Make my head. Spread your fingers out.
Listen to the breeze.
Listen to the fog and the skyline drive.
This is San Francisco.
Coming to you live. Radio KYA. The heart of San Francisco.
1967, got half the show was jingles in those days. They took forever. That's 1967. All right, one more, and this is on KSFO. Shortly after I came to KSFO, I was doing, this is September 69, so I would be doing the nighttime show. I'm doing 8 to midnight at that time. KSFO, September, I came to KSFO in the spring of 68, so this is September 1969. Hopefully it's getting better. KSFO in San Francisco, Gene Nelson, till midnight. 29 before 11 o'clock, time to talk with Gordon Roth, find out what's new.
Look magazine attorneys say three sources in the story linking San Francisco Mayor Joseph Alioto to the mafia could be assassinated if their names are made public. Do you notice some additional noise in addition to the teletype printers?
Here they go. I wasn't going to mention it. Is that your electric toothbrush, or what do you have going?
No, they're vacuuming in the hall. We're having a big cleanup here. The boss is coming tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
Got several guys around here. Everything is being swept up, and I don't even know if they're going to let us keep the coffee pot.
Captain's inspection tomorrow.
Right. In sports, the guys cleaning up unplugged my printer, so I don't have the latest on the two games still going. That's the tie-in. That's why I thought I'd better mention it.
Printer's ink is a dirty.
Oh.
That's why they did that. It's a no-no.
No more ink on that. The Giants drop one to Houston, which is certainly no laughing matter. 2-1 was the score, but the two teams meet again tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Candlestick. KSFO broadcast at 12:40. We'll try again.
Okay, Gordon, thank you.
Right.
What a dreamy way to spend the day. KSFO.
I think that's enough to make a point. You see, the whole problem when you remember the good old days, sometimes the good old days were not quite as good as we remember. It's your memory that gets bad, and that's probably good. Otherwise, none of us would have the self-confidence to go on. My career would have ended right there in Buffalo. My goodness, that's embarrassing. It's 7:50 KSFO. Are we going to have a copy of this show? Are we taping this whole thing today? Are we? Okay. 7:50, because I'm going to take it. And we'll see, little missus? I'm turning your mic. Why are you laughing? I said, that's my life flashing before my ears, and you're over there laughing.
Well, they sounded like they were on the wrong speed.
As a matter of fact, Herb Cain said that about me one time. He said, who is that guy on in the mornings on KSFO? He sounds like a chipmunk at the wrong speed.
This Sunday evening on KSFO, Talk Radio 560, it's a special 5 hours of classic radio.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you eat meat to eat and drink Flats beer? Archie, your manager's speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. What's cooking? Nothing. The chef just quit.
Join us for When Radio Was, Sunday evening at 7 on KSFO, Talk Radio 560.
At Dennis's Discount Depot, whatever your project needs are, with his experienced staff, it's simple. You walk in, tell them what your needs are, and they can tell you all the tools you'll need and have the tools on hand at the best prices. For instance, Dennis's Discount Depot is now featuring Nikita's new pneumatic line of nail guns and compressors. Dennis's Discount Depot is the Bay Area's largest distributor of the new line of Nikita outdoor power equipment, featuring string trimmers, hedge trimmers, grass shears, chainsaws, and generators. Whatever you want, power or handheld, they've got the Nikita tool you'll need. Nikita tools are manufactured with state-of-the-art technology by people who know the value of quality. Nikita tools are the choice of professionals. Dennis's Discount Depot offers the full line of Nikita tools at prices so good, we can't mention them on the radio. So go to Dennis's Discount Depot at 1272 El Camino Real near Holly in San Carlos. Call 591-0500 for directions. That's Dennis's Discount Depot, 591-0500. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
And we're back with Car Phone. Call in. You're in your car and on the air. What's your name and where the heck are you?
Hey, Bob, it's Dan Dan.
Dan Dan, what are you, a giant panda?
Come on, Bob, you know me, Dan Dan, the pizza man.
Oh, Dan Dan, sure, you got those cars that look like the giant pepperoni?
That's my problem, Bob. We're pretty rough out, you know, a lot of short trips, stop and go driving. You think we need an engine treatment?
Yeah, if you're going to keep driving them that way, you do.
So, what do I need?
You need startup protection, Dan Dan. You need Slick 50.
Slick 50? Yeah, I heard they were good.
Best-selling engine treatment you can buy. Cuts engine wear almost in half for 50,000 miles. Lab test proven. Now, what kind of topping you want? Well, you got your basic Slick 50 automotive engine formula.
Yeah.
Then you got high-performance engine formula for people who push their cars a little harder.
Yeah.
And my personal favorite, new Slick 50 synthetic engine formula in a premium synthetic carrier oil.
Right, you have to say that.
You get proven protection with all of them, Dan Dan. It's strictly a matter of taste.
Wow, I'll take them all. Do you deliver?
Within a certain area, yeah.
Slick 50 products are available at Grand Auto Supply, Target, Chief Auto, and True Value.
It's 7:53 KSFO, Talk Radio 560, and traffic. I'm afraid to talk after listening to those tapes. I'm so self-conscious. Traffic with the Red Baron.
In northbound 680 in Alabac, we got an accident in the number one lane. Traffic in San Jose a little bit slow right now. Again, that's north 680 in Alabac, crash in the fast lane. Northbound 17 north of the summit had an accident. That is history now. But the backup lingering on as you make your way up and over the hill. Northbound 101 traffic sticky from McKee to Trimble as you make your way into Santa Clara. In San Mateo, I have the first report of a crash now. Eastbound 92 at El Camino Real. CHP rolling to the scene. Still have that big rig leaking fuel on the Oakland Army Base on-ramp to westbound 80. The metering lights are on at the Bay Bridge toll plaza. You're back beyond the Oakland Army Base overcrossing. And in Menlo Park, northbound 101 south of Marsh. A lot of boxes in the roadway, and people are dodging those. And that's traffic on KSFO Talk Radio 560.
Yeah, thank you, Red. No change in your weather. Your coastal fog, otherwise variable high cloudiness. 60s coastside, mid-80s. Well, inland 50s and 60s right now. 62 San Jose, 56 Redwood City, San Rafael 52. And in downtown San Francisco, 57 degrees. Northwesterlies, 9 miles per San Francisco airport. 7:54 KSFO Talk Radio 560. And our financial report of the hour with Jerry Bruchard. Good morning, Jerry.
Well, good morning, Gene.
Why are you laughing?
The stock market is celebrating your last day on KSFO. But Dow Jones Industrial Average rocketing up 25 points, and the bond market is up a full point. So, I don't know, a deep throat indicator or what? This is a good day in the stock market. Bad day for the rest of the world. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 24 points at 38.54 and 84 million shares trading hands. All the other indices are up across the board, especially the NASDAQ over-the-counter composite. NASDAQ over-the-counter composite up 4 points at 7.58. The bond market getting some good economic news on the inflation front, up 0.75 points in very active trading. The most active issue, or one of the more active issues, is RGR Nabisco. RGR Nabisco has been active the last couple days. This morning it is up about 0.25 points at 6.375. Looking around the board at some of the more active issues besides that, Cheyenne Software up 0.5 points at 12.625. Philip Morris up 0.75 points at 57.625. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 24 points at 38.53. Jerry Bouchard with Prudential Securities and Walnut Creek with the Money Report on KSFO Talk Radio 560.
And thank you. Bring you up to date on what's going on. We still have some anniversary show tapes from my 30th anniversary show. Those tapes are available. They're at the front desk, but office hours today are only 9 to 11:30. If you'd like to drop by and pick one up and leave some money for the Doug Shuto Endowment Fund, that's fine. If you don't have any money and you want a tape, just take one, and God love you. If you want to make out a check, Doug Shuto is spelled S-C-I-U-T-T-O, Doug Shuto Endowment Fund. And anything you think is fair, any amount of money would be fine. There's also pictures out there. Can't answer any mail. We don't have an office after today, but I have a stack of mail. I got it. I received it. But if you're asking for, you know, copies of things that I've read over the years or a commando card, you're just not going to get one, and I'm sorry. But you did wait till the last minute, and somehow that doesn't surprise me. But thank you anyway for all of the mail, and I think that brings you up to date on everything you have to know. I'm running out of time here, I think. You'd think after 32 years, I'd have nothing left to do. I'm running out of time for all the things I want to do. At 7:56 KSFO, Talk Radio 560.
Plan ahead to receive a considerable tax break for 1994, and at the same time, you'll be making an important contribution to the less fortunate. The St. Vincent de Paul Society desperately needs donations of used automobiles, trucks, vans, boats, and RVs in good running condition. The dollar value of your donation goes directly to provide food, clothing, and rental assistance to Bay Area families in need. All donated vehicles are tax deductible based on their fair market value. The St. Vincent de Paul Society's experience in proper transfer of title assures that you are relieved of liability and receive the maximum tax advantage allowable by law. Plus, they'll pick up your donated vehicle from your home or office. To donate or for more information, call 800-362-9823. That's 800-362-9823. You can make the difference in someone's life. St. Vincent de Paul Society, a nonprofit organization providing spiritual, emotional, and financial help to families in need.
Labor Day weekend is traditionally the time to celebrate the end of summer. Well, I don't know about you, but the end of summer doesn't seem to me like something you want to celebrate. The people at AMPM must agree, because instead of waiting until Labor Day weekend to have a beer sale, they've dropped the price on 12 packs of Bud, Miller, and Coors to just $5.99 right now, while there's still some summer left to enjoy. So stock up and have fun. And when Labor Day finally comes, you can celebrate the end of summer or the beginning of fall, or just the fact that you got a lot of beer at a great price. That is $5.99 for a 12-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors. Because when you really think about it, you don't really need to think about it. 12 packs of Bud, Miller, or Coors, just $5.99 each. Where you save time, save money. AMPM. No wonder it's one of the West's favorite stops. Save on 12 packs of Pepsi, too. Now just $2.99 at participating AMPM mini markets for a limited time only. Prices may vary.
Once a year, the Bay Area Cadillac dealers hold a model year-end clearance. And it's here, right now. Starting with over 1,000 Cadillacs to choose from. The number one selling Cadillac DeVille. The luxurious Fleetwood. Plus, the famous North Star series, featuring the all-new Concours, the Eldorado, America's personal luxury coupe, the world-class Seville SLS, and the powerful STS. And among people who have owned a car for 5 years, Cadillac received J.D. Power's number one ranking for dependability. Not German, not Japanese, Cadillac. But the 95 Cadillacs are on the way, and the 94s must go. Here's your chance to get the model you want, the color you want, and the deal you want while the selection is still good. The basic change in the 95s is the price. So beat the price increase at your favorite Bay Area Cadillac dealer's 94 clearance and start driving a higher standard.
KSFO, Talk Radio 560.
With a reminder, all of us have gone through a personal crisis at some time or another. If you're feeling down, alone, or you don't know what to do about a problem, call the Kinship Hotline. The one thing you know about personal crises in my life is that most of them were public. Or as Don Ray said one time, can't you go on vacation without having to make the front pages? Call the Kinship Hotline. All calls are confidential. For more information, give us a call to KS. Well, don't give us a call. Call them direct. The middleman is about to be eliminated. 897-4147 is their number. That's a 415 area code. No change in your weather. Coastal low clouds, a variable high cloudiness, looks more like yesterday than any other day this week. And good morning.
You're listening to the Bay Area's new talk station, Talk Radio 560, KSFO, San Francisco.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm John Lisk. All that's left now is for President Clinton to sign the crime bill. The Senate gave its approval Thursday to a $30 billion package that includes money for police officers and prison cells. And it's the money part of the bill that Minority Leader Robert Dole of Kansas doesn't like.
Just do business as usual. Spend a lot of money and tell people you're going to solve their problems. $30 billion. Somebody has to pay for it.
President Clinton reportedly won't sign the measure until after Labor Day. Today's an important day for the defense in the O.J. Simpson case. CNN's Mark Watts tells us about what's expected from the judge.
Judge Lance Ito will issue a written ruling as far as DNA testing goes. It's a ruling that could affect the most important evidence in this case so far. And according to noted DNA expert Ed Blake, Judge Ito's ruling could establish a precedent at issue here, according...